It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? A neighbor? Look what was waiting for me on my porch when I just came here. Isn't that beautiful? It's made out of glass. It's a spider. A model of a spider. See if you can hear the glass when I tink. This note was with it. It's from Mr. Zandries. It says, "Dear Mr. Rogers, I'll be visiting Elsie Neal's craft shop today and thought you might like to come over for some glass blowing after a while." We haven't seen Mr. Zandries for quite a while. This isn't a real spider. No, it's just a model of one. Some people are afraid of spiders, you know. But sometimes, if you make yourself a model and play with it, then things don't seem so scary after a while. It took me a long time to learn that. But it's very important to be able to play. Take time to play about the things that you're thinking about. And also just to take time to think about them. Sometimes you feel like holding your pillow all night long. Sometimes you hug your teddy bear tightly. He's old, but he's still strong. And sometimes you want to snuggle up closely with your own mom or dad. At night, you even need the light sometimes, but that's not bad. Please don't think it's funny when you want an extra kiss. There are lots and lots of people who sometimes feel like this. Please don't think it's funny when you want the ones you miss. There are lots and lots of people who sometimes feel like this. Wonder how he made this. Let's just go over to Elsie Neal's. Maybe he'll be making some more like this, or some other things with his glass blowing. Ready to see Mr. Zandries at Elsie Neal's craft shop? Come along.
Hello, Fred.
How are you?
Very good. How are you doing?
Good. Brought my friend to see what you're making. I really like this.
This one is going to be different.
I guess they're all different if you make them by hand, huh?
That's right.
Oh, how do you do that?
Well, the heat just make it fall. The trick is just to take it out of the flame in time.
Oh, There are the four back legs.
And if the angle is no good, we just give it a little bit more heat. We make him fall again.
Take a careful look at the one that Mr. Zandries is making and see if you see any differences in the one that he's doing.
Do you want to compare them?
Could we?
Mm-hmm.
You see the top here? And how different that... I won't touch it because I know it's hot.
It's hot.
My friend and I are interested in things that are very much the same, and yet we can find differences in there.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way with people, you know?
Yes.
Nobody's exactly the same as anybody else.
Somewhere, even if they look the same, they're always different.
Mm-hmm.
I have to wait till this part cools off over here, then I can take off this point.
I see. So this has to be cold before this tube comes.
Right. That's a tube I have to use to blow into.
I see. Mm-hmm. Now see those? Now here's another spider. I just noticed that. That's quite different, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. That is yellow opaque.
Yellow opaque glass. Mm-hmm. Elsie, what are you doing?
Oh, I'm making a web, Fred, for the spider.
Well, which spider will you put on it?
Well, I'll put on the new one as soon as Jan is finished with it.
I see. I'd like to try mine over there. How do you like that?
Well, I found an old board, and I painted it black, and then I hammered in some finishing nails, and then I found some string. Just some household string, so, you know, anything that you have around the house, collecting them from wrappings. And I also had some decorative string.
Oh, boy, this
is
beautiful.
And I'm making the web.
And then you put a spider like this on it, will you?
Yes.
And what will people use it for, a decoration or?
Well, a hanging piece, a wall hanging.
Well, that is beautiful.
I have a lot more to do on it, yeah.
More strings to put on.
Yes.
I'd like to try one of those sometime. Oh, there you have that.
That one is done. It?
You can hold it, huh?
Yeah, except the end. It's still hot over there.
I'd like to put that beside this one. See if I can move it around. Look at the three spiders together there. What are you going to do now?
This is the body for another one.
Oh, make a body for the another one.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd like to see you start on this. Because you probably will blow that, won't you, into
uh-huh.
the... I forget the name, glass blower.
That's why we call it a day.
And this is something that somebody at home couldn't do. I mean, this is something you have to have loads of practice for, don't you? Oh, see?
You have to know what you are doing, but once you knew, you could set it up at home. It wouldn't take that much to have the tools to do it at home.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. But you sure have to have a teacher like you to show how.
Would be helpful.
Elsie?
Yes?
Have you done any pottery lately?
No, I haven't worked on anything lately, but I've been working, just practicing, working on some new pots, some new throwing techniques.
When I was seeing this, I was just thinking of the pottery.
Oh!
Because it's like glass, you know?
Yes, it is.
The pottery.
The difference is the glass blower works on the finished glass, mm-hmm. and the potter has to fire his clay, and then it becomes glass, mm-hmm. or as hard as glass.
See that taking shape?
Yes.
Do you see that taking shape? That's going to be another one of these spiders when he's finished.
Isn't it amazing how the pressure of the air goes into that warm glass or hot glass? And
now, after you do so much, then does that have to cool?
Oh, yes. You do not want to burn your fingers.
I see.
Which happened to me today.
Oh, even a professional can do that.
Oh, yes.
Of glass to be able to make something like this.
No, I can't. And that closing that end off was a...
And that comes from inside.
Yes.
Do you realize that? That to be able to do something like that comes from inside. Yeah. That's where our talents are, and we develop them. Thank you so much for showing us that.
You're welcome.
And for
a
this.
Pleasure.
Elsie, you have great people here.
Well, thank you very much.
And you attract them. I'll see you.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Yes.
Can you wait just a second?
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to do some more work on this.
Uh-huh.
And as soon as I have it finished, because it's very difficult to get all of it on in a hurry, and as soon as I finish it, I'm going to bring it over and show it to you.
Oh, great. I'd like to see it. And that's the one that'll be on it, huh?
Right.
The new spider. We'll see you soon.
Okay, Fred.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Work that they do. Mr. Zandrisa's work is so fragile. You know what fragile means? Well, fragile means that things that can easily be broken. Yeah. As I was watching him work, I thought of a spider spinning its web. I have a film of that that I want to show you. Just look very carefully at this spider spinning its web. It looked very much like the little bits of glass that Mr. Zandrisse made. But the spider is making that web right from itself. Okay, we'll look at that on picture. And a spider spins a web to catch its food. Isn't it beautifully done? Let's have some make-believe. I'm going to set up this model the way Lady Elaine has the neighborhood of make-believe all changed around. I think she... We'll think of something today. To change it back again. There's that. I think the clock is over in here. Yeah. Why don't we pretend that Henrietta Pussycat is talking with Handyman Negri at the castle? And she's sad because she's broken one of her fragile toys. And it happened because of this big change around in the neighborhood of make-believe. And we'll think of something to get it back in the old order again. All right? The neighborhood of make-believe.
Henrietta, that is too bad. Let me see what I can do about fixing your little glass cat.
Meow. Now, Lady Elaine, switch meow around. It fell me on your table. Meow broke.
This is the cat that X gave you for your birthday, isn't it?
Meow. Meow, meow, it's ruined. Meow.
Lady Elaine's switch has upset a lot of the neighbors, King Friday. Yeah. Edgar couldn't even find the castle until yesterday.
Well, today I'm going to command Fairchild to put things back the way we like them. She'll do it then. You'll see.
Well, I hope so, sire. I have some special glue to mend your little cat, Henrietta. You'll hardly be able to notice where it broke.
Meow, meow, sir.
He'll do a royal job, Henrietta.
Meow, okay.
I think I'll get started on it now, sir.
Yes. Let's all go inside. And after that, I'm going to go over to speak to Fairchild about this foolish
writing.
I am. And Elsie Jean's with Anna right now, Lady Aberlin.
Oh, I knew she was upset yesterday when I stopped by with the sandpaper ribbon.
Ah, you see, everything's so strange to her now.
Well, Uncle Friday is going to order Lady Elaine to put things back today.
Well, I do hope that works. Anna would be so much happier.
I know. I hope it works too, Dr. Bill.
Yeah, we all do.
Good luck to us.
All right.
Oh, rats. Now I'm stuck with this microphone and loudspeakers. I never thought that old winch business of Friday's would work.
What did you say, Fairchild?
Friday, how nice to see you.
I'm here, Fairchild, to give you a royal order.
Oh, well, I'm not taking any more map orders, Friday. The maps are all gone.
This is not a map order. It's an order to put things back the way they were. This very minute.
This very minute. Now listen, it's been only 4 days since I did all this nice switching around.
4 days, how well I know. Therefore, I, King Friday the 13th, do order you to return us to our original locations.
And I, Lady Elaine Fairchild, say to you, not yet.
Oh, Fairchild.
Uncle Friday? Really?
Oh, yes, Lady Everlyn.
Is Lady Elaine going to change things back?
She says, not yet.
Lady Elaine, you've got to. Anna has been crying and crying ever since you switched us. Listen.
Crying, hmm? Well, children do cry, you know.
But Anna is crying because everything is so strange. And the platypuses are very worried about her.
Oh, she'll get used to it.
I'm not so sure.
Is she really crying because of my switch around?
Lady Elaine, it's a hard thing for a child to get used to a change this big. Even some of us bigger ones are pretty fed up about it. At first it was kind of exciting, but now it's just a nuisance and upsetting, especially for the babies.
You see, Fairchild?
Well, she does cry a lot. You know, friends, on second thought, maybe it is time to use my boomerang, toomerang, soomerang.
You mean you will put everything back again?
Sure, Friday. Right now. No reason to keep little Anna crying like that. Toot, toot.
Oh. Anna, you'll soon be all right.
Yes.
Lady Elaine knows what she has to do.
Yes, Anna, you'll soon be all right, my dear. Your king's taking care of everything.
Well, here we are. Are you all set?
We certainly are. I order you again to put things back in the right way.
I'll give my own orders and take them. Okay, folks, get ready. Boomerang! Tumerang! Sumerang!
Oh! You did it, Lady
Lane! Oh, it's excellent! Oh, look over at the castle. Oh, is the castle all right? Oh, it is! No wallpaper in the right place.
Take a look over this way, too. There's a mound, the way it's supposed to be in Daniel's clock.
Oh, the neighborhood we know and love.
Oh, thank you, Lady Elaine.
Oh, nothing to
King Friday, King Friday, good. The castle's back where it's supposed to be, and the wallpaper is gone.
Yes, I know. A Fairchild used her boomerang, tumerang, sumerang again.
Oh, I can't believe it. I'm going back to have another look. Oh, I feel so much more at home.
Yes, oh, very good.
Lady Elaine, Lady Elaine, oh, Lady Elaine, Anna, stop crying. Oh. And she's smiling again.
Oh, I'm so glad. I guess this is the best way here after all.
And Anna wants to go outside and play right now.
Well, she doesn't have to worry about another switch from me. That's for sure. No more rearranging from Fairchild.
It's a much, much better day. A better way.
Oh, I'm glad about that. You know, that crying of little Anna's really spoke to me. You know, she can't change things for herself. She needed me to change it back for her.
Right you are. And everybody else is relieved, too.
Yes, everyone's relieved, but I'm sure there are some of the neighbors who are still mad about all of this.
Mad feelings can last a long time.
Yes, but I have an idea.
What?
We'll have a festival to work on mad feelings tomorrow.
Oh, Uncle Friday, that's a great idea.
A festival
for mad feelings.
Are you sure we need such a thing?
Fairchild, I am sure.
Okay. Well, if you want it, you can announce it over my loud speaking system if you like. Everyone can hear it from here.
Oh, loud speaking system.
Here, Uncle Freddy, let me just...
Thank you. Testing. 1, 2, 3. Oh, very nice. Yes, very nice. Everyone, it's Friday the 13th calling to you. We're going to have a festival tomorrow. Festival to work on mad feelings. I like this microphone very well.
Go on,
is that all you want to say?
Oh, no, some more.
Say some more.
Now that Fairchild has put our neighborhood back, it's time to celebrate. There will be music and dancing and hammering and chewing and running and it'll be just a marvelous time.
I think they got the message, Friday.
Yes, well, of course. Excellent microphone. Pine Festival tomorrow.
So the neighborhood of make-believe is back the way it used to be. Lady Elaine heard little Anna cry, and her feelings made her change the whole place back around. And tomorrow, we'll make up a festival for everyone else in make-believe to work on the mad that they feel. Yep. Why don't you sing that song with me, you know, What Do You Do With the Mad That You Feel? Will you? What do you do with the mad that you feel when you feel so mad you could fight? When the whole wide world seems oh so wrong and nothing you do seems very right, what do you do? Do you punch a bag? Do you pound some clay or some dough? Do you round up friends for a game of tag or see how fast you go? It's great to be able to stop when you've planned a thing that's wrong and be able to do something else instead and think this song. I can stop when I want to, can stop when I wish, can stop anytime. And what a good feeling to feel like this and know that the feeling is really mine. Know the that there's something deep inside that helps us become what we can. For a girl can be someday a lady, and a boy can be someday a man. Did you hear that? I thought there was somebody at the door. Oh, it's Elsie Neal. Come in, Elsie.
I wanted you to see this finished, Fred, but I can only stay a second because Jan and I have more work to do.
Oh, well, come on down, just a minute. Oh, that's beautiful. That turned out beautifully.
And the spiders are going to go right on here.
Oh, and then you'll sell it all as one piece.
I hope to sell it as one piece.
Oh, I really think that's lovely.
Well, I have to go.
With nails and wood, I hate you to leave so quickly.
Yeah, Jan's waiting for me.
Oh, I see. Well, give him my best again. We
Thank
really
you,
did
Fred.
Like seeing your work today.
All righty.
See you soon.
Okay, bye.
Goodbye, Elsie. Didn't that turn out well? It's with little pieces of string around nails on wood. Mm-hmm. I'll take mine with me. We've done a lot today, together, you and I. Gives me a good feeling to know that we'll be able to do more tomorrow. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You always make it a special day for me. You know that. I like to be with you, and I'll be back tomorrow. Goodbye.
Television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.